WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. An elderly couple's visit to College Station from San Angelo included a scare yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says an 84-year-old woman last seen at Denny's restaurant was found 5 hours later, safe and sound.
Shortly after 5 o'clock, while doing a door-to-door check of the La Quinta Motel, she was found to be inside of an unoccupied hotel room. She had managed to make it to that location and make her way into that room, which is where she was found unharmed.
The woman had been missing for about 3.5 hours when authorities were contacted. Multiple agencies were involved in what was a search that lasted just over 1 hour. For several years, Texas A&M officials have attempted to get the state legislature to allow the university to issue tuition revenue bonds to finance construction projects. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says TRBs were discussed this week.
Typically, universities get one project. When we put the medical school back under A&M, that kind of said, well, we just get one.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to work right now, and I think we'll be successful in getting a tuition revenue bond also for the medical school.
Rainey says tuition revenue bonds, which have not been approved since 2007, are repaid with state funding instead of future tuition. Money is just one of the issues tying up congressional efforts to reform how Medicare reimburses doctors. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the current proposal is a good solution for a really bad law that should not have been passed 20 years ago.
For instance, when I put my voting card in, what on this particular issue, what does Medicare look like for my granddaughter who's currently 4 years old? And between now and then, if this passes, we will have saved hundreds of billions of dollars and made Medicare more solvent. And so that's really what it comes down to me.
Meantime, some Democratic senators are expressing concern that the House agreement would turn executive orders restricting abortions at community health centers into laws. More highway rebuilding is coming to the Twin Cities. TxDOT has announced after the Texas A&M football season, changes are coming to Highway 21 between Highway 47 and the railroad bridge west of Bryan. The million-dollar project, designed to increase safety, is the subject of an open house on April 8th at Jane Long Middle School. Meantime, recent rains have resulted in a 2-week delay in the rebuilding of freeway on and off ramps at the northbound William Joel Bryan Parkway and Boonville Road exit in Bryan, with more delays possible due to the forecast of more storms in the near future. Preparations continue for the Twin Cities to be the first Suddenlink market to receive gigabit internet service.
As yet, we have no specific dates, but all I can tell you right now is we certainly will be communicating with customers as soon as we have more on that. A lot of work going on behind the scenes at the moment.
Suddenlink spokesman Gene Reagan says their Operation Gigaspeed is part of this year's plans to spend $170 million throughout Texas, where they have more than 500,000 residential and nearly 37,000 business customers. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Lawn mowing season is coming sooner than you think. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet, and we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Support the youth of Brazos County during the 59th annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, March 24th through the 28th at the Brazos County Expo Center. See exhibits in raising, preparation, and livestock and consumer science entries. View their agriculture mechanics division. Don't forget the commercial steer auction, March 24th at noon at the Brazos Valley Livestock Commission, and the premium auction, March 28th at 6 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Center. Special thanks to the 2015 Livestock Show sponsors, Texas Farm Bureau, American Momentum Bank, and BTU. For more info and daily show schedule, log on to BCYLA.
KSLA.net.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. What do we got here? About 10 minutes after 7, shall we check some weather? Yep, we got it out there. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Frontal system remains stalled over the northern part of the state, and that could allow some showers and thunderstorms to develop as the day goes on. It'll be warm. We're south of the frontal boundary, so we're in the warm air, high 75 to 80. Scattered showers and storms possible tonight, 60 to 65. Could see some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, too, highs near 70. The front remains stalled north of the region tomorrow and tomorrow night, so a few more showers are possible into Sunday, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with an update on the basketball tournament that is going on right now on every TV channel. We also got A&M softball and baseball kicking off this weekend, and more in sports at 7:50.
There you are. How's that going for you, Big 12?
Wop, 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 wop.
Guess it's all on Kansas now. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many teams are from there. But anyway, not a good first day for them. As far as the radar is concerned, actually a lot of this rain is moving on into Arkansas up in the northeast. There's some way out toward Colorado City and then south of there down toward the Big Bend area. Really nothing, there's nothing within about 300 miles of us to the west. But it'll get here, don't worry. Because we know that the weather people are always correct, and they've already told us we're going to have a 100% chance of rain tomorrow. So we'll see how that works out. Bayer, the people who make the aspirin and other stuff, they want you to be able to create a lot of flowers to feed the bees this year.
Oh.
So you can now request a packet of flower seeds to be sent to you. And if you have a black thumb, they'll even help you. They'll let you know how you can keep your flowers alive. It's called feedabee.com.
I'm no Neil Sperry, but
yeah.
I don't think you can plant them now and have that work, can you?
No. Feedabee.com. Give it a try. If you do, you get to get spam forever from Bayer, so think about that, because they will say, we've developed a relationship. Feedabee. Has the president purchased Thomas Magnum's house? Remember Magnum P.I.? Magnum P.I. used to be filmed at a place called the Waimanola Paradise, okay, Waimanola, Hawaii. The house where they used to film, the estate, where they used to film Magnum P.I. has been sold, but they're not saying who purchased it. So there's some people who think that the president has purchased this house to live in after he's no longer president. So, reminds me of his native Kenya. So,
are bad!
Actually, what happened is that Seth Modarski, who is a Chicago attorney who does have ties to the president, apparently acted on behalf of whomever.
Oh, really?
Be interesting. Yeah, have a little remake of Magnum P.I. with President Obama, former President Obama.
Yeah, see how that...
I said drop the weapon.
Well, it's not like he's hard to find. Just go to a golf course.
Now.
Hey, you started it.
That's right. Making counterfeit money will send you to prison if you get caught. Trying to sell your counterfeit money machine will get you laughed at. Kenny Smith tried to do just that. He was sent back to prison for 3.5 years. But this wasn't his second conviction. He was accused last summer of selling fake bills while he was on release for counterfeiting. Look, it's the only trade he knows. Come on. He's just trying to make a living. Last arrest was his third for counterfeiting and his 10th overall. So he was trying to go straight, going to get out of the business. I'm going to sell my counterfeit money printing machine. Sure. Why not? Be fine. Scientists have found evidence. I don't know. We may need to look into this. Scientists have found evidence of an ancient 9-foot-tall crocodile-like creature.
I thought it was a sloth-like creature.
Oh, this is crocodile.
Okay.
That walked on its hind legs.
Oh.
And it used to be the top predator in what is today North Carolina.
What's its name?
I don't know.
They didn't name it?
It was in Ancient Aliens or something, I'm sure.
Well, no, it's a current story. It's not like some made-up television show.
You're talking about a walking crocodile.
I don't know.
You could Google it and see what we find.
Ancient walking. Well, that's why I asked for the name.
Yeah, no, there's not. That's what I mean. I don't happen to have a name for it.
Ah, the butcher crocodile.
Is that what it's called?
9-foot butcher crocodile likely ruled before dinosaurs. That's terrifying.
Oh.
It does look like an alligator. I mean, the artist rendering.
Yeah,
because
well,
they didn't have cameras.
Okay, once again. Yeah, are we going to do one of those? Oh, that's exactly what it looked like. Well, of course it was. Charlie, draw us a, I don't know, like a 9-foot crocodile walking on its back legs. What would that look like? You know?
Yeah, artist rendering.
Yeah. Is it wearing like a UNC cap or anything? You know, I'm just, you know.
Yeah. All right. That'd be
a Florida cap. Come on.
If you've seen Iguanodon before, just imagine an alligator head on that creature.
So what is it? Is there a little story there that goes along with it, or is anything more than what we have here?
Blade-like teeth once stalked the warm and wet environs of what is now North Carolina. 230 million years ago, before the dinosaurs came out. That sounds like a dinosaur to me.
Okay, now, so what happened? How is this thing extinct now? Did it run out of food? Did it eat up the food chain and there was nothing left? I mean, how does that kind of thing die?
It preyed on armored reptiles and early mammal relatives. Good thing that's dead, or we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't be here.
They named it Carnifex, meaning butcher in Latin, because of its long skull, which resembles a knife.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That is outstanding.
And its teeth were used to, blade-like teeth were used to slice flesh off the bones of its prey.
Now, see, are you telling us this just because it's Alien Abduction Day? That's what I'm wondering.
It's part of a larger group of animals called the Crocodilomorphs.
Now, when was this story dated? Does it say right there?
Of course something would pop up right now. Today.
Okay, now you see, how is it that we got all the way into 2015, and we've never heard of this thing before? I mean, have you ever heard of this?
No, but, I mean, there's all manner of unheard-of species that are still alive today that stop road construction left and right.
Well, I wonder, are they basing this on some sort of a skeleton or some
That's
sort
what
of
I'd like
something?
To see.
How did they actually come up with the idea that this critter exists?
Well, I'm going to do a search for Carnifex carolinensis and see if we can't find a skeleton.
In the meantime, a species of catfish with bulging eyes has been named for Greedo, the green-skinned bounty hunter and Han Solo kills in the Star Wars cantina scene. Remember that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, why not, right? The bug-eyed fish was found in Brazil's Gurupi River in 1998. After noticing the striking resemblance, scientists at Auburn University decided that's what they'd call him. So it's called Pecolidia greedio. Other animals that have been named for famous people in pop culture. There is apparently a diva-like horsefly with a golden rear end that's called Skaptica bocione, after Beyonce. There is an extinct arthropod that is called Catinio Deppi, which is named after Johnny Depp because it looked like the scissors that he had in Edward Scissorhands, okay? There's a reddish-purple acorn with large lips on either side of its head named Yoda. The Yoda acorn?
That's awesome.
And there is a marsh rabbit named after Hugh Hefner. So there you go. It does happen. Gosh, this ended up being a little zoological segment for us, didn't it?
Cryptozoological.
I was
going to
say, some of it's
kind
of crypto.
Yeah. Does this shock us? The Los Angeles law that restricted the opening of new fast food restaurants in poor sections has not helped to lower obesity rates among the people who live in those neighborhoods.
It's radio, so you can't see my surprised face.
Yeah, duh. The study by the Rand Corporation found that the law had, quote, no measurable impact on improving the diets or reducing obesity. In fact, the research published in the journal Social Science and Medicine found that overweight and obesity rates in those neighborhoods have increased faster than in other parts of the city of Los Angeles. Continuing to have your shocked face. But wash your ears out with this. New research from the Mayo Clinic has found that energy drinks can raise your blood pressure to potentially unhealthy levels.
Oh, surprise.
Kevin? Because he's always sucking on those things, aren't you?
Shut up.
He's reevaluating his life right now.
No, I'm not. For breakfast tomorrow, I may have a monster and a pound of bacon.
Okay, so there.
The effect was stronger on young adults. Okay, well, you're safe.
Really?
Here's the deal. This is what they're saying is it has more of an impact on young people who are not used to consuming caffeine. Of course, we had the story last week about babies drinking coffee, so I don't know when we get to the point where they're too young to have been consuming caffeine, but nonetheless. They said the systolic blood pressure, that's the first number in your blood pressure reading, increased by about 3% or more after having an energy drink. In people who didn't usually drink caffeinated drinks, their blood pressure could increase to twice as high as people who drank just a cup of coffee.
The key to this end is drinking more of them so your body's used to it.
Exactly. That's the whole idea. It's the shock factor that's causing the problem right there. So if you can get them to the point where that doesn't happen. Folks asking about this, the Hub Entertainment Research folks asking about skipping ads, you know, time-shifting TV viewing and that whole thing. Why do you watch TV later? They ask 1,200 U.S. American TV viewers, why do you actually do that skipping, that time-shifting watching of television? Number one reason, not available during the live airing. I don't believe that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Number one is watch when convenient. Okay, that makes sense. 37% say they do it to skip the ads.
Mine's both of those.
Yeah, it is. To see missed episodes, duh. Can pause and rewind, 33% say that. It takes less time to watch, yes. Long as it's on regular commercial television, you can usually watch that puppy in about 47 minutes, right? Not available during live airing came in at 29%, so I can watch things back-to-back at 19%. So, in other words, those are those people who do that kind of stuff. Yeah, I've done that. just saying. Yeah,
pick me.
Yeah, I'm there. So, by the way, while we're talking about TV, we don't get these ratings very often. We'll normally get the television ratings. They give us those. But Nielsen this week gave us the top syndicated shows from last week. Number 9 was Law & Order, SVU. Number 8 is Modern Family. Interesting. Number 7 is Big Bang Theory that plays on the weekends. Number 6 is Law & Order, Criminal Intent. Gosh, that hadn't been on. There weren't that many episodes of it either. That's the one with D'Onofrio in it, who was a weird dude.
I kind of like that one.
Well, it was different. Number 5 is Big Bang Theory, the regular version. Number 4 is Judge Judy. Number 3 is Family Feud. I saw about 10 minutes of Family Feud yesterday. I hadn't seen that.
It's either really good or really not.
That's Steve Harvey, right? Yep. Isn't he the host of that now? Number 2 is Jeopardy, and number 1 is Wheel of Fortune. Hello?
Okay, guys, come on and admit it. Out of solidarity with other commercial-supported businesses, you guys never skip commercials, right?
Television commercials. Yeah, sure we do. Of course we do. It's television commercials. No, we like local. By radio, you know, you can't fast forward through that, right?
Oh, yeah. There's our new sales pitch.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
And here he comes.
It's the Crawfish Man.
He's a crawfish man. Take his hand.
I'm your crawfish man.
Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the crawfish man. If you're looking to have a crawfish boil for Parents Weekend or Aggie Ring Day, we can do that for you at Crawfish to Go. We bring that party to you. Write down the number, 406-2222.
I'm your crawfish man.
On the computer, crawfish2go.com.
If you want to be an adoptive parent, it doesn't matter if you're a little different.
I'm a box troll.
Oh, really?
What you look like.
Your ears aren't pointy. I slapped on them funny.
Or what you sound like. You just need to be there. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care don't need perfection. They just need you. Call 888-200-4005 or visit adoptuskids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-0890. That's 1-800-663-0890. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-663-0890. That's 1-800-663-0890.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 7:26. Weather is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. 74 or so for a high temperature today, and thunderstorms will probably get here after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Okay, then a 90% chance of some heavy rain tonight with a low of 60. Just plain old rain in the forecast for tomorrow at 100%. 69 will be our high temperature. 70% chance of that rain continuing on Saturday night with a low of 58. Then temps get okay on Sunday, 71, and our chance of showers reduced to 30%. Sunshine returns on Monday, as they tell us right now. 72 will be the high temperature on Monday, about 76 on Tuesday in sunny skies. Right now, the fog has again descended out there, third day in a row here. And winds are out of the north at 3. With that fog and mist, we have 67 degrees.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888. 99 Aggie. Come join us for a game.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This week, a liberal columnist for the Washington Post, Jonathan Capehart, admitted he was wrong. He now regrets buying into the gentle giant mythology that Michael Brown had his hands up and was surrendering when shot by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. The column's headline said it all. Hands up, don't shoot was built on a lie. Now, in the column, Capehart admitted that Michael Brown, the gentle giant, was an inappropriate symbol for a new era in the civil rights movement, which many in America's race industry hoped he would be. Attempting to speak for throngs of liberals who bought into the myth, Capehart wrote, "We must never allow ourselves to march under the banner of a false narrative on behalf of someone who would otherwise offend our sense of right and wrong. If they discover they're wrong, we must acknowledge it, admit to the error, and then keep marching." Now, I think Mr. Capehart will probably find himself all alone here. There are celebrities, professional race baiters, elected officials at the highest levels of government who cashed in on the death of Michael Brown. They were anxious to bask in the glow of friendly media coverage, promoting the false narrative. Today, can't find them. They're nowhere in sight. But when the next race-related tragic opportunity presents itself, they'll be right back, grabbing the spotlight and whatever spoils are to be had. Oh, one more thing. Why aren't those who lied to the police and the grand jury, why aren't they being prosecuted? Think maybe there's still some fear out there?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, after the harsh winter cold, I am sure you are ready to spring back into caring for your land. And my good friends at Mahindra Tractors have your back with special low monthly payments. Now, for a limited time, the Mahindra E-Max 22-gear tractor with loader and select implements can be yours for as low as $186 a month. Mahindra will even throw in a $500 power package rebate, zero interest, 84 months, and Mahindra's famous 5-year warranty. Plus, Mahindra is giving you a new way to enjoy the land that you love with the rollout of their extreme utility vehicle, the Impact. It's made in the USA. It's coming soon to a dealer near you. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Bayinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank, customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Multiple agencies were involved in the search for an 84-year-old San Angelo woman who disappeared after a noon-hour meal yesterday at the College Station Denny's.
Our officers, along with subsequent assistance from College Station Fire, Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife, St. Joseph's Hospital, Search Dog Network, and all other local law enforcement agencies began to search the area.
College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the woman was found next door to the restaurant at the La Quinta Inn.
Whether it's a missing person, a missing child, whatever the case may be, it's always critical to get as many people looking for the missing person as quickly as possible, because the more closely we can narrow down time frames and geography, it increases our chances of finding the person and finding the person safely.
The woman was not hurt, and there is no indication of foul play. A tentative bipartisan House deal to change how Medicare reimburses doctors is running into turbulence in the Senate over abortion. As for the financial impact of the proposal, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's trying to avoid Medicare doctors taking a 20% cut.
Cost around $200 billion over 10 years. But they found pay-fors for about $70 billion of that. So the way some people look at it is that you're adding $130 billion of the deficit. I push back on that, saying it's not real money, because the Congress has always passed these doc fixes, so it's already embedded in the deficit.
The Medicare deal between Speaker John Boehner and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi includes an extra $7 billion for the health centers over 2 years. Before state lawmakers left Austin for the weekend, final votes were taken on campus carry of concealed weapons and increasing border security.
Being 130 ayes and 11 nays, House Bill 11 is finally passed.
State House Speaker Joe Strauss making it official. Hundreds more DPS troopers on the border, a crime intelligence center, tougher smuggling penalties, and a study of southbound checkpoints.
There's really not much more that we need to say other than Texas can be proud that we're going to create a consistent strategy that they can count on to address these crimes across our state and in our border region.
State Rep Dennis Bonin. By a vote of 20-11, the state Senate gave final approval to campus carry gun legislation. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
It's been 8 years since Texas lawmakers have approved tuition revenue bonds to finance construction projects at state universities. The subject came up for discussion this week, according to State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
Ever since they've been doing them, and I don't know how long that's been, it's been since 2007 since we had one, the state actually sets aside money to pay those bonds. So it is never paid with tuition.
Right.
It's just a name. One of those things that I guess you'd say could be very confusing.
Rainey says the House budget calls for spending $250 million statewide to apply towards the debt retirement on $2.5 billion of TRBs. That would apply at Texas A&M. Two would apply.
It's a BSL. It's $80 million on a $100 million project.
Rainey says in addition to BSL, which is a biosafety lab at the vet school, A&M wants to finance a health science center project with tuition revenue bonds. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Federal Labor Department over a plan that would extend family and medical leave benefits to married same-sex couples. Paxton also advised state agencies to ignore the rule, which takes effect a week from today, and instead follow a state law that bans gay marriages. A federal judge has ruled the law unconstitutional, but Texas has been allowed to enforce the ban while it appeals the ruling. Those who drive Highway 21 west of Bryan will deal with construction at the end of the year. A $1 million safety improvement is projected to start in December following the end of Texas A&M home football season. On the crossovers of 21 between Highway 47 and the Railroad Bridge, the Texas Department of Transportation has announced an open house on April 8th at Jane Long Middle School to see the plans and answer questions. As for the ongoing replacement of freeway on and off ramps in Bryan, TxDOT officials say recent rainfall has resulted in a two-week delay at the northbound Boonville Road, William Joel Bryan exit. The forecast of more storms this weekend is expected to extend that delay. More than one-third of Suddenlink's customer base is in Texas. The cable, internet, and phone provider plans on spending $170 million in capital improvements this year.
Purchase new equipment to provide enhanced video, internet, and other services in the future, and we're expanding local networks to serve new neighborhoods. And in general, we're purchasing equipment that we need to maintain the facilities that allow us to provide superior services. But I think this year the highlight is going to be the faster internet speed.
Spokesman Gene Reagan says Suddenlink's Operation Gigaspeed high-speed internet remains in development with a lot of behind-the-scenes work taking place. Last August, Suddenlink announced the Twin Cities would be the first in their southwest region to receive the gigabit service. WTAW News Time is 7:35 at 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair. Right now at Superior, the first 20 customers who join our Comfort Club service plan will receive a $50 Visa gift card. Our Comfort Club service plan is an opportunity for you to save money, enjoy priority service, and keep your home's heating and cooling system running more efficiently. Call Superior Air Repair today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR and find out how easy it is to join the club and get your $50 gift card. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. A warranty is only as good as a company who offers it. That's why Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos for 11 years in a row. We stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. Come by our showroom and see for yourself. Our selection and prices won't be beat. Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design in College Station off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Good morning, it's 7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Frontal system remains stalled over the northern part of the state, and that could allow some showers and thunderstorms to develop as the day goes on. It'll be warm. We're south of the frontal boundary, so we're in the warm air, high 75 to 80. Scattered showers and storms possible tonight, 60 to 65. Could see some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, too, highs near 70. The front remains stalled north of the region tomorrow and tomorrow night, so a few more showers are possible into Sunday, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Have one of the best middle infields in the country. I think those guys are juniors now, really good players. And a kid named Casey Huxton in the middle, big left-handed bat that'll raise your blood pressure. And
that's Rob Childress on Alabama, who we play coming up in just a little bit. We'll have more on that, plus A&M softball and the little old basketball tournament that's going on, too. We'll have all that in sports for you here in about 12 minutes.
And you'll probably notice that little old basketball tournament taking a little longer to play this year.
More ads?
Well, actually, part of it has to do with the whistles they're using. See, now, you know, they quit using the little P whistlers.
Yeah, they use sonic whistles now.
A long time ago. So what this thing does is this has got three chambers, and so when the ref blows the whistle, don't have to worry about saliva being in there or blowing too hard or anything like that, the ball getting stuck, because it goes through these three channels, and it creates this sound. Well, now what they have done is they have synced up the devices that stop the clock instantly, much faster than a human, okay?
Oh, that's cool.
It is kind of cool. So now that the NCAA syncs up the whistle tones to the timing system, so that the sound will stop the clock all by itself. The test showed that this stops the clock so much faster than a human operator, it could add up to 30 seconds more actual playing time.
No kidding.
In typical college games. So typical college games.
I'll be darned.
I hope they didn't put that in the NBA because it already takes a half an hour to play the last minute of an NBA game. Of course, I don't really care because I don't watch the NBA, but that is what happens.
Well, no, I think that's offset by the amount of time they have to go back. And how much time's on the clock?
Well, they got to do that. That's true. They have to always check on those things.
So how long till somebody figures that out? And is that basketball games going behind the basket?
It'll be interesting to see how that works out.
Yeah. Are they just given to...
Well, what they'll do is they'll put a sonic screen around an invisible shield around the basketball court, so they won't be able to do that.
Good night.
So, when you get older, they tell you to see the doctor, right? Kind of important. Be in touch with your doc all the time. Comes now the story of Elizabeth Sullivan. Elizabeth is 104 years old and lives in Fort Worth. And she says, you know, people have been telling me to go to the doctor, but I don't need to do that. Because I got me a doctor already. It's Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper. Says, people try to give me coffee for breakfast. Well, I'd rather have a Dr. Pepper. Says she fell in love with this thing when she was in her 60s. Said, I started drinking them about 40 years ago. Three a day.
Whoa!
Every doctor that sees me says that'll kill you, but they die and I don't.
Man,
wowzers!
Right,
back
on you.
To them.
For her birthday, she got a big surprise. It was a big old cake shaped like Dr. Pepper, a bottle, I guess. Anyway, commenting on her special day, she said, "When you live to be 104." And can still talk to nice people, you deserve some Dr. Pepper, but I never expected this. Matter of fact, it was delivered by the CEO of the group. All right, that's pretty cool. Anyway, lady up in, I don't know, I can't drink the stuff.
That's said like a true Texas woman, though.
But it is, I agree, being part of that. After all, we know how to eat and drink better than most people do, because we're Texans. And speaking of which, let's slide right into Major League Baseball. I'm not sure how good the Texas Rangers are going to be this year, but oh man. They got some food up there that is unbelievable, if you haven't heard about this.
Well, it goes hand in hand with the Texas State Fair.
Well, that's it. That's the whole idea is, you know, they've done fried everything, and so... But, you know, they haven't come up with fried Cracker Jack. They may have to try that. But here's what we got going on now. Fried s'mores, okay? Deep-fried s'mores with a marshmallow in between. It's all been breaded with graham cracker crumbs. And then they put a little bit of chocolate sauce beside it and a dollop of Cool Whip on top. What do you think?
I'm all over that, like cheap on Kmart.
You got fried pickles. You got funnel cakes, of course. They have brisket. They have macaroni and cheese balls also.
Bacon. Tell them about the bacon.
I know. You ready? Because,
yes.
Again, not just bacon. You got candied bacon. You got bacon beer. And now you have bacon cotton candy.
They have a bacon station.
See, that sounds, I don't know. Look, just enjoy bacon for what it is. They have fried corn on the cob, too. Just bacon for what it is. Why do you have to try to infuse cotton candy with bacon flavor? I mean, you know.
Oh, I don't care about that. I just like the idea of the bacon station.
Well, what are you going to, as long as they have a flat screen there so you can catch all the action.
Yeah.
You know, how long are you in line? That's the other thing. You know, it depends on how you're going to use the application you're going to use for the bacon. But but shelf life has something to do with it.
True. Well.
You know, how much. And again, I'm crumbly bacon. Love it. Great stuff. But there's some people who don't like that. They like the.
Chewy bacon?
I hate to say rare bacon. That wouldn't be right. But yeah, bacon that's the.
They call it soft.
Is that what? Okay.
Well, those people are wrong.
All right, wait a minute. They call it soft at the kettle?
One time I said. Over easy, I don't know. I just want my bacon floppy. She said soft. I said okay,
floppy. Well, I mean, but you know, there's something to be said about that though, because I mean, if you think about it, when you go to the buffet, and they got the 10,000 pieces of bacon down mm-hmm. there, do you dig down for the bacon at the bottom where all the grease has fallen, or do you go for
that.
The drier stuff on top?
See? No, but there some of the burger places for their bacon cheeseburgers, they'll fry the bacon, like drop it in the deep fryer, and then it curls up.
Yeah,
that's about the only way I like crispy bacon.
Okay, all right, well.
See, I like mine dusty.
What does that mean?
When it's real crisp and it just kind of turns to dust when you bite it.
Yeah. You could do that. You know,
ruined course, it. Or you could just get those 3-pound bags of Hormel bacon and just eat it out of the bag. Get that. Look, get a tub of cream cheese filling, okay? And you got your bag of bacon right there, and you take the wooden spoon in there and you pull out some of that stuff and then you stick it in the bacon. Just saying. All right, here you go. You probably didn't see this coming. Mr. T, the former star of the A-Team, he's got a brand new home improvement show. Have you seen this?
Of course he does.
It's going to be on the DIY channel, the do-it-yourself channel. It's called, you ready?
Pity the Fool.
Pity the Tool. Pity the Tool?
I pity the tool.
Actually, this gives Mr. T a chance to show a tender side as he helps people in need of redoing their kitchens and living rooms, according to Variety. As Mr. T put it in a recent interview, you can't just knock down everything. There might be electrical wiring. Ooh, listen to him. Isn't he technical? There might be something in that wall. There might be a gap that's open. You have to take your time. You have to scout things out. If you do the wrong thing, it's going to be a disaster. So, question, how does he get street cred when it comes to this? Turns out he worked as a cabinet maker and a brick mason, learned it in high school, and worked on demo jobs before he got his gold chain of excellence or whatever. The show is set to debut later this year. We'll reportedly also show him lending a hand to people in need, like military vets and people going through hard times. So there you go. Pity the Tool.
Don't you think that paint color make this room feel homey?
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Are you worried your spouse isn't your soulmate? Well, let me encourage you with this. Soulmates aren't found. They develop over time. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you're looking for marriage advice, a wedding videographer might not be your first choice, but David Block has a unique perspective. He produced a documentary about couples whose weddings he filmed to see how their marriages had fared. His conclusion? The Hollywood-fueled notion of the soulmate, the idea there's one person out there just for you, is a myth. It may make for an entertaining movie, but it doesn't work in real life. Marriage, the filmmaker says, is all about coming to terms with the imperfect person you're living with and acknowledging you're not a perfect person either. So when you face conflict in your relationship, don't assume it's because your spouse isn't your soulmate. Address the disagreements, but understand we're all prone to selfishness. That's why marriage takes work, selflessness, and a commitment to love our spouse through the good and the bad. It's only by going through that tough process that a couple can create the true intimacy of marriage. So remember, soulmates aren't found. They're formed over time through sacrifice and enduring love. To help your marriage thrive and to learn to become each other's soulmate, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Congratulations to the two teams from Thunder Elite on their NCAA national titles. These award-winning Thunder Elite teams will be competing at the Summit All-Star Cheerleading Championship in Orlando, Florida, May 1st through May 3rd. Please come out to the TAP Saturday, March 21st, and support the Senior Level 2 team, Fusion, for the Thunder Elite Fusion Catfish Fry from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Raffle tickets will be available. See you at the TAP for good food, a good time, and a good cause. The Thunder Elite Fusion Fundraiser.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:50. Top seed and number one ranked Kentucky, along with top seed Villanova, easily advanced to the third round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Kentucky walked past Hampton 79-56, and Wildcats coach John Calipari was asked about what he said to his team following the win.
My message to the guys, you can't do this on your terms. And that's kind of what we did today. From the start of the game, again, we're a young team, we're learning, and we got to get better between now, next game. Most of it's mental, changing the approach.
Villanova rolled its 16th consecutive victory, 93-52 over Lafayette, and in the most controversial call of the tournament.
Tucks the three for the lead. Air ball that was tipped. Count it! Goaltending called a Marrera, and the ball looked like it was below the 10. They say count it for three to give UCLA the lead.
Bruce Alford's final jumper appeared offline when he let it fly from behind the three-point arc. SMU center Yannick Maria was in position and seemed to time his leap just right. The officials, however, thought he was a bit too quick and called goaltending and awarded Alford the game-winning three-point bucket with just 13 seconds left. SMU coach Larry Brown was almost at a loss for words.
Never quite been in a game like that. I never saw a game end like that. But you got to give them credit. They got to the free throw line late. We turned the ball over late. We had a goaltend late.
And for the first time in 20 years, a pair of 14th seeds has advanced to the round of 32 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Robert Brown scored 21 points, and William Lee provided the final 4 points for UAB in a 60-59 triumph over Iowa State, who was a third seed. In other action, R.J. Hunter, the son of Georgia State's head basketball coach, dropped a three-pointer with 2.7 seconds left and capped Georgia State's 12-point comeback to knock off three-seed Baylor 57-56. Head coach and dad, Ron Hunter, was, as you can imagine, a glad dad.
And there are a lot of coaches that get to the Elite 32 or the Final Four, but when you get to do it with your son, you can watch your son hit a half-court shot. I can't tell you how I feel inside. Man, that's unbelievable. I wish every dad in America could have that opportunity, what I just experienced with my son.
In other action in the Lone Star State, Kellen Dunham scored 20 points to lift six-seed Butler to a 56-48 victory over the University of Texas, who was seeded 11th. And Jacob Poulter had 18 points and 8 rebounds as 5th-seeded Utah held off Stephen F. Austin 57-50. A little closer to home, the Texas A&M baseball team leaves the Lone Star State for the first time this season and takes their absolutely perfect 22-0 mark to Hoover Metropolitan Stadium for a 3-game series hosted by the Alabama Crimson Tide. Aggie skipper Rob Childress breaks down the Tide.
Have one of the best middle infields in the country. I think those guys are juniors now, really good players. And a kid named Casey Huxton in the middle, big left-handed bat that'll raise your blood pressure. And, you know, Coach Gaspar does a great job. It's going to be a great series and one that we're looking forward to.
A&M heads into the weekend series with a 1-game lead over both Alabama and LSU in the SEC Western Division. Pre-game 6:45. The first pitch at 7, as junior Grayson Long will try to run his record to a perfect 5-0. He takes the hill tonight. First pitch tomorrow, by the way, 3 o'clock, and on Sunday, it's at 1. All those games on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The 23rd-ranked Texas A&M softball team, they're 21-7. They return home to host the University of South Carolina and the Gamecocks, with the first pitch of the series coming at 1 o'clock today, which was bumped up because of weather. pregame at 12:45, and it's all here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Lone Star NBA action saw James Harden on fire as he scored a career-high 50 points with 10 rebounds to lead the Houston Rockets to a 118-108 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Harden said he just played hard.
I think when I'm aggressive in attack mode, it opens everything else for my teammates as well. So it was one of those nights where I had it going.
He eclipsed his previous career best, which was 46, on a free throw with about a minute left. It was the 29th game Harden had at least 30 points. And we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where Brett Ritchie and Jamie Benn scored a buck 23 apart in the second period as the Dallas Stars held on to beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 2-1. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Do you want to sell or trade your vehicle without all the headaches it usually takes? No. At Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place, we are buying pre-owned vehicles of every kind every day. Want to trade up or lower your payments? This is your opportunity. Stop by Allen Honda for a free evaluation of your current vehicle. However, you better make haste. We only have until the end of the month to grow our inventory. Take big advantage of this time-sensitive matter and come by Allen Honda today.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealestate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealestate.com.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills, too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier and get a tune-up for your air conditioning system and save $61 when you call this week. Safety checked by factory-trained technicians. Our exclusive tune-up will restore your system to factory-fresh condition. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, we proudly feature Carrier as a Carrier factory-authorized dealer and service all makes and models. Call 776-2222 or go to MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. A couple of minutes till. So if you use roll-on deodorant, you might be interested in knowing there are all sorts of other things that you can do to keep you from smelling bad. They can prevent blisters if you apply deodorant to the sides of your feet before putting on a new pair of shoes.
Yep.
Acts as a barrier between your skin and the shoe. Blisters won't happen. Soothe mosquito bites. A little bit of deodorant, give you instant relief. It's the aluminum salts in there that do the work. Fix squeaky doors. That's why we have WD-40. But anyway, I guess you could rub deodorant on the noisy hinge, and that'll keep it from doing that. Prevents chafing. When you work out, apply a small layer of deodorant to the affected area before you hit the gym. And it can prevent ingrown hairs. A swipe of deodorant post-shave can ease the razor burn and prevent ingrown hairs.
Did not know that.
I did not either. If you use spray deodorant, well, then that can come in handy. Thanks to the high alcohol content, it also helps as well. It can be a nail polish remover if you use the spray type, if you don't happen to have your nail polish remover, which I always keep with me. Yeah. So a lady in England says that she's being haunted by the ghost of her dead brother. Her name is Donna Ayer. She's 33, admits that she had a troubled relationship with her brother, Paul. He passed away in 09. Ever since my brother died, strange things have occurred in every house in which I have lived, she says. The strange thing include her being pinned to her bed and ending up with bruises. The mother of four says that she moved 5 times in order to escape the spirit of her dead brother. Okay.
Yikes.
Yeah, sounds like a U.S. sci-fi special coming up on that. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. The weather, yep, going to get some rain today. They're telling us 90% chance. It'll be after 1 this afternoon with a high of 74. 90% tonight and then 100% chance, if you want to call it, of rain tomorrow. 67 right now. WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.